Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thin Lizzy just re-released that. The boys are back in town. And John Taylor and all the gang in Cheshire have a message for Lance Corporal Andrew Cheney, I think it is, in the Queen's Royal Irish Hussars. All your mates are thinking about you and look forward to when you're home. Friday nights out on the town aren't the same without your gift of the gab. Andy, they want you back. Bombardier Robert Laidlaw would like to say hi to his wife Anne in Dortmund in Germany. Happy 14th wedding anniversary, darling, for the 5th of March. I've enjoyed every minute of our marriage and look forward to another 14 happy years. Love you, and I miss you. Sabateri Bell in the Stores Platoon, the Royal Artillery, would like to say hi to Mum, Dad, Kevin, and all family and friends in Fife in Scotland. Thank you for your love and support, which is always much needed over here. Keep it up and look after yourselves. And one from Charlotte in Oxfordshire to her fiancé, Corporal Gareth Redman in the 1st Armoured Division, Royal Engineers. I love you, miss you very much, and look forward to our wedding in October. And Phil and Jan and the kids and all the family in Ainsdale in Southport would like to say hi to Craig Schofield on HMS Brave. We hope to see you soon with all our love.
When do I
the Bee Gees and Secret Love. Mum and Dad and everyone at home in Middlesbrough would like to say hi to Lance Corporal Danny Brown, the lifeguards attached to the 1st Armoured Division. Happy 22nd birthday to you, Danny. For the 28th, that was, what was it? Ooh, it's tomorrow. Yes, it's tomorrow. Congratulations to all in the Gulf, so hi to you. Mum and Dad and Betty and brothers Nora, Bernie, Helen, Nuala, and all the children and all my family and friends back home. Lance Corporal Andy Wigley would like to say hi to all you lot from 3 Squadron. Hi to everyone. Love and miss you very much. Special hi for my darling Susan, who is waiting for me in Birmingham. I love you, miss you very much, and miss you like crazy. Miss you like crazy. Thanks to all the boys out here for all the support from everyone back home in the UK, says Andy. And Georgia Woods from Gillingham in Kent would like to say hello to Lance Corporal David Andrews in the 27th Regiment, the Royal Corps of Transport. I love you, I miss you loads, and I can't wait to be with you again. I'm going to squid you all up when you get here. Private Jim King would like to say hi to his fiancée Sandra back home. Love you very much. Look forward to the time when we're joined together in marriage for the rest of our lives. And hi to everyone I know at home. Thanks, Jim. Uncle Sharky, I've got news for you. That's good. Very doo-woppy. Wham, wham, wham. Carla and Alan, and Mum and Dad and Nana and Grandad and all family and friends in Nottingham would like to say we love you very much and miss you loads. Hope you receive the parcels to Guardsman Andrew Stephen in the Queen's Grenadier Guards attached to the 4th Armoured Brigade. And Corporal Stephen Gibson in the Royal Air Force Regiment, 26th Squadron, would like to say hi to Karen Jane Gibson. She sent him a poem out. A little excerpt from that is, I love you oh so very much. Your tender body I want to touch. Your sweet soft lips I long to kiss. Your loving laughter I really miss. It's really brought out the poet in some people, hasn't it? Pete and Jane and Niall and Elliot in Grimsby would like to say hi to Corporal Paul Robinson in the Jaguar Detachment, sending all our love and best wishes. Can't wait for you to come home to great Grimsby. And Janet, Barry, Glenn, Becky, Terry, Peter, Mick, Keith, Mark, Paul, Joan, Rose, Jackie, and all the children in West Yorkshire would like to say hi to Lance Corporal Paul Page. We miss you. Can't wait for you to come home. And love from your wife, Beverly, and children, Kimberly and Robert. And Gunner Sean Lanigan in the 32nd Heavy Regiment, 57th Battery, would like to say hi to his wife Gail in Germany. Dearest Gail, I will love you always, no matter how far apart we are. P.S. Look at the stars. Well, this is a really appropriate track, I guess. Colin Blunston, Still Burning Bright. Lovely song. Still Burning Bright from Colin Blunston's new album, Colin Blunston Sings His Greatest Hits. Also stuff on there like Say You Don't Mind and Caroline Goodbye, Don't Believe in Miracles and She's Not There, Tell Her No. All right, Sharon and Aaron in Gloucester would like to say hi to Lance Bombardier Kevin Hornibrave, I think it is, an 18th Battery. Happy wedding anniversary for the 7th of March. Love you, miss you. Can't wait till you come home. And Carol, Phil and the boys, Barry, Helen and the boys in Durrington in Wiltshire would like to say hi to Bombardier Leslie George Walsh in the HQ Battery 26 Field Regiment. Everybody at home's thinking of you with all our love and all our best wishes. And Katie and Butts would like to say hello to Corporal Matthew Cunningham in the 74th Squadron, Royal Corps of Transport, sending you all our love. And Justine can't wait to see you. Good single, Railway Children and Every Beat of the Heart. Mikey Boy, could you please say a big hello to all the staff at Banks Electrical and Otley and Harrogate and Nebra. And also happy birthday to Mr. King, the boss. Grovel your boss ship, your boss ship. Craig and Paul at the Otley Brunch, and Conoflow Limited, manufacture high-pressure equipment. Bit of that around here as well. Hello, Mikey, you old billy goat look-alike. How about replacing a record for me? It's called High Rise by the Trainspotters. Well, I'm not sure whether we're allowed to play our own records or not, but I mean, that's a few years past now, isn't that? Who knows? I'll consult the Oracle, and if I can, I will. Yours not taking the mick at all, Andy Vellanoeth, Vic Man for short. Rub it all over you, all right? See what I can do for you. Is that young Kylie Minogue? Kylie Minogue, what do I have to do? 1FM, it's 11 o'clock. Here's Rod McKenzie with a news update. Radio
1. News update. It's now known 10 British soldiers have been killed since the land war began, the latest in 30 minutes.
Thank you, Rod.
FM. Mike Reed.
Kim Appleby, GLAD. I was watching, what's it, the other night? I was like, what's it, Bergerac? And you always think of these things, they're filmed way, way, way up front. And, you know, there's something in the background like, I don't know, Two Tribes or whatever, you know, going, and you think, oh, I must have filmed that years ago. And in Bergerac this weekend, they had GLAD playing in the background. And I thought, whoa, smack up to date. Please say a big hello and wish my boyfriend Mike Senior of Moulton Northwich in Cheshire very happy birthday. Loads of love from his girlfriend Karen McCabe. What a decent sort you are. Tracy Atkins, a very keen Radio 1 listener, obviously from Leicester. She said, apart from the grovelling bit at the beginning, thank you, Trace. She said, I know George, boy George, on round table with you the other week. You were saying what a good record Jesus Loves You and Bad Our Mister was. So why aren't you playing it? Come on, a few plays won't hurt, will it? Listen, I've had the hierarchy kneeling on my chest in here saying, why are you playing it every day? Tracy, where have you been? Say hello to Stoke Green under-18s. Hello to you. And Denman's Electrical Wholesalers in Coventry. All right, lads, great. I think the Golden Interlude is 1884. Richard Brandish. Well, I haven't done it yet. I'll put you up there just in case you're right. But he's having a crack at 1884 beforehand. And Bill Kenwright, erstwhile director of Everton Football Club and showbiz impresario and extraordinaire and wonderful lover, of course, to boot, has a request for Evertonians everywhere. His message is, tonight will be the end of the domination. If you're a non-football person, of course, the reference is to the fifth round replay or second replay in the fifth round of Everton versus Liverpool. Good single, that's Paul Brady and Nobody Knows. Time to squeeze this one in before the news. Happy Mondays and loose fit. I can smell pipe smoke. That only means one thing. Happy Mondays and loose fit. Back with more in a moment. Right now it's 11:30. With the news, here's Rod McKenzie.
The Prime Minister says Kuwait City is now entirely free from Iraqi control. That's on Newsbeat. I'll have the very latest on the war in 30 minutes.
Thank you, Rod.
One FM. Mike Reed.
Good to get the name, and in case I forget who I am. It's a beautiful song. Stevie B and Because I Love You. The Postman song. I think I've done without the bit in parentheses. Please can say hello to my dad and my brother who are at home today. Love from Nikki, who's all of 5 yards away here, our transmission assistant sitting outside. She's the one that if you phone through, you get to speak to and you think, ooh, she sounds nice. And that's Mike, her dad, and David, her brother. Nepotism, you might say. Very in-house, and you will be right. And if we can't get it right here, where can we get it right? 22 minutes before 12, and Bob has some weather. Radio
1 weather! Oh, here we go. I'm really into this weather business now. I've really got it off pat. A sprinkling of rain, a dash of fog, a little mist, and a small helping of sunshine. Oh, grief. Generally mixed, it'll turn out fine. Heaven preserve us. I sound like Delia Smith making a Bakewell tart or something.
I keep on with the weather recipe there, 21 to 12. Replacing this one for somebody. But who isn't?
AirCheckDownloads.com.